LA News time. We are at 6:24. And a good morning, Jake Bieler. What's happening?
Good morning, Jay. For Jake's Take Today, I just wanted to say that this weekend was my grandfather's birthday, so I wanted to give a big shout-out and a happy birthday to him, Jim Ragusa. He turned 74 this year and still moving like he's 54. But for Jake's Take Today, I do also want to talk about something that, you know, we have talked about before, but I do want to bring some to light. It's social media and, you know, the younger generation today, because I have a cousin that's in high school, well, a couple actually, and, you know, I just notice how, you know, we're all on social media, and I have, you know, younger family members that are on social media, and, you know, there has to be more protection, you know, on what goes on social media and what they see, because there really isn't. And, you know, kids in high school that are now on social media, they're exposed to so much stuff that they are going to see. And, you know, there's stuff that will affect them, you know, their mental health, their mental well-being. It affects a lot of their choices, too. And just, it's something that I, you know, I want to give my take on today, that there needs to be more more awareness on that. There has to be more sight on, you know, what they're seeing, what they're doing. But I think, you know, we all have the freedom to see what we choose to see on social media. But we got to just, you know, we got to be more protective for, you know, the younger generation. That's my take, really, for today.
All right. Listen, TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. You know, I mean, this is part of the problem.